New York City, it's still a hell of a town. New York Telephone. We know getting a malicious or obscene phone call can really piss you off. If you get such a call, fuck it. Hang up immediately. In most instances, that's enough to stop the caller from becoming a pain in the ass. Too often, though, people unwittingly encourage the caller by talking back. Don't be a prick. You can't argue with a sick mind, so don't try. If hanging up quickly doesn't work, for shit's sake, don't panic. Just call our business office. You'll find the number in the front of your telephone directory. In persistent cases, our annoyance call bureau takes over to try and trap the fucker. Working with the police, our annoyance call bureau has been responsible for 844 arrests and 54 abortions. And offenders have learned that a 10-cent phone call can cost them as much as $1,000 and jam their ass in prison for a year. At New York Telephone, we're in business to give you service. And part of our obligation is to see to it that no motherfucker abuses that service. After all, the service we give you is obscene enough. New York Telephone.
Balls. Hello, people. This is Sloth, and I am joined by Ice Goose, as per usual.
Hello.
This is science. Science! We don't really have too many numbers or anything.
Yeah.
I guess Ice Goose is looking at Craigslist, and I put a couple bands showed up.
We'll do the machines of Craigslist.
Yes. Yes.
One bag of cement. Oh, damn it.
All right. So you said you want to take the first banjo call?
No, you found him. Go for it.
Okay. All right.
Motherfucker.
Answer the damn phone. Damn it. Alright.
Good afternoon, welcome to Punjab. How can I help you?
Yeah, my name's Mr. Newman. Why did it take you so damn long to answer the phone? I'm hungry. Oh wow, she hung up.
I think you should call it back. That's just disrespectful to your people.
That was a fucking legitimate question, though. I don't understand why that's a problem to ask that. That took a long time.
Fuck.
There's like 10 rings. It's unacceptable.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Punjab. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an order, and I don't appreciate you hanging up on me.
We still not open, so we open at 5.
It is 5, isn't it? It's 5, right?
Okay.
Hey, bitch. I looked up time in Australia, and it said 5:50. So that's like, they're real close to opening. They can't be more than like an hour behind that, right?
No. She said it opens at 5. I'm not sure why.
Ah.
Bitch, motherfucker.
All right, let me repaste the rest of these into the group chat. All right, I want to try another one real quick.
Huh?
I want to try this one too, since she was a cunt. Yeah, I'd like to place an order. This is Mr. Newman, and I'm an American tourist.
Oh, okay. You want to order and you want to pick up from here?
Yeah, I want to pick it up. Is it Indian food? Is that what you guys do? Is it Indian?
Okay, delivery or pick up, sir?
I want to pick it up.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, so what would you like to have, sir?
Okay, listen very closely to me. I would like chicken tikka masala, son of a bitch.
Sir, actually, the voice is cutting, so...
I said I would like chicken tikka masala, damn it.
Yes, one chicken tikka masala.
Asshole.
One chicken tikka masala, sir?
Yeah, do you have papadoms?
Yes, sir, we have.
Okay, I would like 2 poppadoms.
Okay.
And do you guys have naan? Actually, garlic naan?
Okay. Yes, sir, we have.
Okay.
How much garlic naan you want, sir?
Oh, I want a lot of it, asshole.
Yeah. There's a full garlic naan.
Okay.
If you order one garlic naan, we will get one full garlic
naan.
Right. That's it, sir.
Okay, stupid. Yeah, I want 2 garlic naan.
Okay, 2 garlic naan.
Yes, and one large order of...
Would you like to have some rice
as well? Yeah, listen, hey, the last dish that I want, are you ready to listen to me?
Sorry?
Yeah, I also want another dish. Are you ready to listen?
Okay, which one, sir?
Okay, listen very carefully. It's banchode.
Which one, sir? I didn't get it. Can you please speak?
Oh, it's banchode with extra gandu sauce.
Banchode. What's the dish?
What do you have?
Lamb chops?
No, mater chode. You know I make a chode on your mother?
I need another dish, lamb chops. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to order banchode, but the man on the phone was being rude to me.
What do you want? Eggplant or?
No, I want a mater chode with extra gandu sauce. That's your mother. You'll bring her in front of me and I'll have sex with her. Click. Oh, I thought they were going to get mad. Because I could hear them in the background.
I did too. I kind of heard yelling back there, but I didn't understand.
Well, they were talking about banchode. I heard banchode. I could swear I heard that, but maybe I'm
okay,
wrong.
Okay, I got one here. I got one. We're gonna do the famous science call, the one that started it all. Fuck!
Banchode? It is not banchode. Nunu says it's banchode. Or more specifically, he says it's banchode. He wants the emphasis on the H.
What about a banchode? A van?
I don't think van is anything. In the Gandhi language. What's this number?
7-Eleven.
Okay. Here you go, sir.
Take it.
7-Eleven, this is Josh.
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Hi.
Hello? Yes, hi. I'm calling from the corporate office, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey. Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We're doing the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there that I could speak to?
At the moment?
Yeah. I don't want to bother you guys, but, you know, it's my job. I hate bothering
you. I don't know about that.
Well, I just need
I
to speak
remember,
to
like, that's like a weird question to give a customer the store phone, you know?
Well, it's just 4 easy questions, and if they do answer it and they complete it, they'll get a free 16-ounce slushie.
How are you going to give them a 15-ounce slushie?
Well, it's reimbursed.
I can't do anything for you, man.
You can't. Can I just ask you a couple questions on why you won't do that? Hello?
Yeah, I'm just confused why this is, like, presented. I don't usually answer calls for this at all.
No, it's totally understandable. I hear that it's very busy back there. I just need to speak to a couple of people.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm busy, too, so, like, I got customers, and, I mean, if I hand you the phone, I should be checking them out.
Well, no, it's fine. It's a company policy that we have to do this. I mean, it's not my fault. You don't have to really get an attitude with me.
I'm not mad at all. I'm just trying to explain myself.
Well, but you're copping an attitude with me, and I don't understand. Well, I'm just trying to do my job just like you, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just four easy questions, man. I don't even have to tell them about the free
stuff. So you would like me to give the customer the phone and ask them questions?
Yeah.
Or be asked? Do you want me to ask them the questions?
No, I need to ask them, so it's not a biased thing. They may be intimidated that you're there while I'm asking questions.
Interesting.
I mean, you can stand in front of them, but they have to hold the phone.
Okay, if you want, it's actually... I'd rather you call back on another day, man.
But I can't do that. I have to do it right now.
Well, man, I'm going to tell you to call my manager in the morning.
Okay, well, what's your manager's number, then?
The stores that you just called?
Well, but I know he has a contact number. Can I get that contact number?
79. Hold on, man. Give me a sec.
Okay, well, sir, hey, you tell those people to shut the fuck up, motherfucker. Hey, just hang up on him. I'm done with him.
Word.
All right. So, what are the keywords that you guys use for the Twitter complainers?
Oh, it's Yelp. I believe they're looking for Yelp. I think it's hashtag Yelp. You use like bad customer service or bad, disappointed, shit like that. Or is Yelp the check-ins? I forget which one. And that's Foursquare.
Yeah, go hashtag Yelp.
And I'm just looking up people on Twitter with.
Yeah, I saw that you did that.
So I can just talk to them and call them assholes.
Hashtag bad.
Try to buy weed off them like everybody else does. That's kind of funny.
Oh, yes, we have one too.
Boo. Alright.
How do you... Now I'm curious how Arby gets the numbers from here.
Oh, well, you just look them up. They have to have a landline or a listed cell phone.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's... take such a long time. And
yeah, I was going to say, that takes a long ass time.
Yep.
Not happy with Macy's tonight.
Fuck Macy's, yo.
From Comcast. Oh, seriously. Okay. I have one. I have one for you.
Let me call this girl real quick, though, Keisha.
Yeah, go for it.
Keisha. Answer the damn phone. Wake up. She's not picking up. So you want to call this guy about a washer?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. I don't know what to say about a washer, so this is all you.
I'm going to tell him that I might have killed my landlord. And they just need to know how much it weighs and stuff.
Nice.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
It is getting late, so people are gonna not pick up and be pretty pissed when they do. So that's
yeah,
a double-edged sword. It's a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah.
Right. Let me call this Australian asshole. Oh, it's a mobile phone number. Fuck.
Blah 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 blah. I'm really happy. I have the room to myself tonight.
Hello?
Yo, is Tim there? Where the hell's Tim?
Who?
Tim.
Kim?
Tim. T-I-M.
Yeah, I think you have the wrong number.
Well, who the hell is this? Why are you answering Tim's phone? That's what I want to know.
I'm not Kim.
Tim, with a T. T as in Tom.
This isn't Tim's phone either. Sorry.
Well, who the fuck is Tim?
Bitch.
I just got this phone. I think you might have the wrong number.
Well, how do you know about Tim? What's your relationship with him?
What?
What's your relationship with Tim? How do you know him?
I don't know a Tim.
Are you his girlfriend?
No.
I think you're lying.
Are you a Blackie, ma'am?
Hey, listen, how old are you? You sound kind of cute.
Yeah, no. There's no Tim here.
Well,
you've
I'm saying, though, you know? How old are you?
Bye.
Hey, you're in the same area code as this one guy I know. He's an asshole. You could meet him.
No, how about not?
Well, he's
how
a big asshole. He's a stupid asshole.
Bitch.
Please don't call my phone anymore.
Oh, I'm going to call you a lot. We're going to call it all the time. Until you hand over Tim. She hung up. We're going to call
that
bitch.
Where'd you find that at?
What's up?
Where'd you find that at?
It was just Twitter.
Oh, it just, okay.
I guess it wasn't actually the guy's phone number.
It's funny, though.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, shit.
Oops. Please don't call this number again. I'm a stupid bitch.
Dude, I posted one in there.
Oh, you want that?
Yeah. Oh, maybe I didn't. No, call yours because I was stupid.
Okay.
I made a big stupid.
I like the part where the phone rings.
You've reached a pinger number. We'll let the person know you called.
A pinger number? Pinger. Pinger.
I made a big stupid almost.
Alright. What is this?
That is a queen size bed.
Ah, here you go, sir.
You've reached Steven Stone. Please leave a message.
We'll call that motherfucker back.
You've reached Steven Stone. Please leave a message.
Oh, motherfucker.
Pooped on.
I know.
Jesus Christ. I don't know who plays Clash of Clans.
I don't.
You do?
I don't.
Oh.
Do not.
Do not.
Okay. Do not.
This motherfucker took 49,000 from me. And he's a motherfucker.
Alright, so this girl posted her new prepaid Twitter. I mean, prepaid cell phone on Twitter because her other phone got stolen.
Oh, you could call her and tell her that you stole it.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later.
Ever tell me what to do, robot?
I love this. I'd be such a faggot that he cares if people write about him.
What?
And then he writes, when he kicked him, he wrote, it's true. It's amusing. I think it's amusing.
For the media, my new city email is blah blah blah. My cell, I don't know why he would be saying that, but I'm going to call this guy. I don't know, his name's Gustavo. Or Craig. His name is Craig. Sorry, I was reading the wrong spot. The wrong thing. And fucking Dwight.
So you want to get on?
We'll find out.
You've reached the cell phone of Craig Gustafson. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Well, fuck that. Assholes. We'll probably have to move on to a different country. I don't think people in the U.S. are going to be picking up very much anymore.
Yeah, agreed.
We could try some hotel calls at one point as well.
Yeah, fuck you, Ice Goose.
I will fucking kick you from the chat, Ken. You join the chat, motherfucker.
I'm sure you don't want everyone in the chat to know that you tuck your dick to the back and then sing It's Raining Men.
It's raining men!
Hallelujah.
You have reached the voicemail box of it.
Of some motherfucker. Alright, so let's move on to a different country. But where?
I don't know, Australia.
Australia. Is that what you said?
Yes, that is indeed.
All right,
I will go find 7-Elevens in Australia.
Oh, I don't think they have 7-Eleven there, buddy.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
It's an international corporation machine, man.
Well, you know what? Fuck your corporation.
Huh?
Fuck your corporation. And your machine, son. What?
What? What? I do this a ton. And guess what, guys? Tomorrow's daylight savings time.
Aw. Aw.
Nah. Oh, motherfucker, he joined in.
Carlito's show account is on for some reason. That is odd.
It's been on for a while, though.
This is true.
I want to touch your vagine.
Oh, this is a 7-Eleven, by the way. They don't ask how much. Hello.
Good evening, 7-Eleven. The Bitterman is speaking.
Yes, this is John Holloman. I'm calling from the corporate office.
How are you?
Yes.
How are you?
I am good. I'm doing the weekly customer survey. I need to speak to a customer.
Man, so sorry. There's no customer.
Okay, we are going. Okay, we are going to do science then. Can you do science for me?
Huh?
I need to do a test on one of the liquids in your store. Oh.
He doesn't want you to do tests on his liquids.
Really? How the fuck does 7-Eleven stay in business? As much as we call these people and they're like, oh, no customer, no customer. They should be out of fucking business.
They're lying motherfuckers. And Nunu, I asked if you had UK numbers. If you give us some, we will call them.
Yeah.
Punjab motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Today just seems so quiet. I don't know about you guys. Today's just been very quiet.
What's quiet?
Everything. Just today, it's just been very quiet.
Well, your mother's a whore. So
that's motherfucker.
I fuck your mother.
I fuck your mother, motherfucker. Hey, Ken. How about you get off your lazy ass and help us find some numbers?
I don't wanna.
I don't think Sloth hung up on this dude.
I have a huge cock.
Oh, no, we didn't. That's fun.
Shit. I'm dying right now. Engine block holder. These motherfuckers need to put some shit up there.
I'll put some shit up there. Up your shithole.
Ah, shit.
I'll put the shit.
Please don't call
shit
after 10 p.m. Well, it's 9:30 somewhere.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm calling from Hawaii.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I met a dude from Scotland.
Yeah.
I called him a wanker.
You've reached Daniel Shasta.
Let
not
me
available
leave a
right now. Leave me a message. I'll call you back. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm actually calling from Hawaii. So fuck you, motherfucker. How about you answer your fucking phone so I can get an Omega watch? I really want that watch. If you could just call me back, that'd be really appreciated. Okay, bye, asshole.
That was aggressive.
I like to do that. Be really aggressive.
There was anger. It's emotion, yeah. Pent up.
I'm on my period.
Nice. It's always good to menstruate, you know.
Yeah.
Get your eggs out. It's important.
You taking a bong hit?
No. No, that was a marijuana's pipe hit. As opposed to a bong.
Yes.
Can you hear me, motherfucker?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you.
Fuck!
I said nice. Fuck.
Fuck.
God damn. Shit, damn it.
Tits.
Fuck.
Titties. Titties, titties, titties. And balls. Balls, yeah. Balls.
Oh, yeah?
Alright, I'm looking at car part people on Craigslist. Those guys are usually stupid. They're like asshole rednecks. Faggots. Gay boys.
I'm gonna go to Lost and Found.
And Ken is all quiet.
Yeah, Ken.
Yeah.
What's your fucking problem, Dwight? You got an issue here?
I think it's Sloth's music. He's really killing my vibe.
Am I?
Making it with the masturbation.
Oh shit, somebody's bike was stolen?
Am I killing your vibe, Ice Goose?
Lifehole stolen.
Oh my god. Oh, my cat's favorite ride. It was her bike. Can we please call this?
Yeah, her what? What is it?
I'll give you the link to the ad, too. It's real weird, man. It's real weird. It's just funny for the area.
We will add the Baz Machine if he gets on Skype. That would be very nice. To
another show? Baz. Yes, Baz. We need the Baz Machine.
All right. If you want a reliable computer with a good warranty, call me.
Look at the look at the ad that I just put in the Skype chat, though.
I shall. And we will call yours first.
Okay.
What? We can't call her. That's mean. It's a homeless lady with a bike, man, and a cat.
Well, there's no way she's homeless.
Oh, she's homeless. Look at her. She's homeless, man. That's why she rides around with all of her possessions on the back of the bike with the cat.
Oh, yeah.
Dumbass. Jesus Christ. I mean, we can call it if you want, but it's really messed up to do that,
man.
I think.
No, you got me feeling all bad. Because
I'm pretty sure she's straight up homeless, man.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Look at her homelessness.
My bad.
Yeah, man. You're mean to the homeless. Jesus. You think prank calls are gonna help cure poverty in this country?
Call anyone. Yeah, that's bad karma. Evil ideas are right.
Well, there's no such thing as karma, but you know.
Bad juju, you know. It good things happen to good people.
Fast cash for cell phones. And he has his, he's applied Craigslist encryption to his cell phone. Let me see if I can decrypt this magical number here. I hate when they do this.
Oh, when they put zeros and shit in there.
Yeah.
I'm really striking out on the Craigslist today.
It tends to happen sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know what else to call it. Do you guys want anything in particular? Or...
Nunu actually sent me a UK number.
Okay. Well, if you guys wanted something in particular, I mean, I don't care what we call. I'm really striking out.
I have some stuff, and Nunu sent a number. We're gonna call stuff. Call him your tits, damn it.
Oh shit. Okay.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voice.
Well then. Okay, so let's try fast cash for cell phones. I think you and I have some cell phones that we need to get rid of very quickly.
Yes, they were all stolen.
And if you would like, we will stick them up his stupid fucking ass for him. Yo, what up? Yo, hey, speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you trying to buy some cell phones?
What do you have?
Oh, yo, well, speak up. I can't hear you, motherfucker.
Fuck you, you fucking prick.
Oh, you're a prick. Look, you want to buy these cell phones or what?
Fuck
I got
your
good.
Mom, you motherfucking
yo, I got S3s. I got iPhones.
Stick
you want to do
ass,
business?
Sucking motherfucker.
Hey, you want to do business ass, or what? You a businessman or you a little bitch? Ah.
Calm back.
I thought I could entice him and get him to bite after that and then do it again. And then he would get really mad.
Please leave your message for 209.
He hit the fuck you button, that motherfucker. We're going to try him again. Asshole. All right. So you want to call about a free puppy, Dwight?
Yeah, I could.
Okay. Honolulu, free puppy. You're going to be a Chinese joint?
Yeah, we're going to work for a Chinese restaurant. They'll buy that shit by the pound.
Or a Cisco. And you buy it for the... You get it for the Chinese restaurants. You
yeah,
distribute
fucking
it.
Do drop in and pay fucking $6.95 a pound for that shit.
All right. Here you go, buddy.
I think their ad says call anytime. Sounds even better.
That was strange.
The hell was it?
Am I? Try again.
Well, you just fucking beep in my ear, you son of a bitch.
It's gonna do it again.
Hello.
Same shit. Alright, so, would you like to call the stupid fucking dog people?
You guys have fun.
Yeah, nobody wants your stupid fucking... Yeah, I'll call the stupid fucking dog people. Nobody wants your fucking dog.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has...
Impound. Oh, call it back. We'll set that motherfucker up.
I'm sorry, but the person... To hear your mailbox prompts in English, press 1. But I escuch. You will hear your mailbox prompts in English. To confirm this change, press pound. To cancel, press language changed. Welcome to your new mailbox. This brief tutorial will help you set up your mailbox. First, you should select a permanent password that only you will know. Please think of a permanent password now. Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Please enter the password you have chosen, then press pound. For your password, you have entered 1, 2, 3, 4. Now you can select the kind of greeting that will be played to callers before they leave you a message.
To select
the standard
greeting
with your telephone number, which will tell callers that you are unavailable, press 1. To select a standard greeting with your name, which will tell callers that you are unavailable, press 2. Personal greeting, press 3. At the tone, please say only your first and last name, then press pound.
John Holloman.
Your name has been recorded as...
John Holloman.
If you would like to re-record your name, press star. If you like it the way it is, press pound. Thank you, personal greeting. This brief message will play to callers before they leave you a message. It's a good idea to ask callers to leave you a detailed message, rather than just their name and number. When you are ready to record your greeting, press 2.
Are you ready?
What should I say? I'm going to say something
about...
It
don't matter.
All right.
You've pressed an incorrect key. At the tone,
Record your greeting. At the end of your greeting, press pound.
Hey, this is John Holloman. You leave your name, number, and tell me how big your cock or boobs are. It'd be greatly fucking appreciated. Okay, bye.
Here's how your personal greeting will sound.
Hey, this is John Holloman. You leave your name, number, and tell me how big your cock or boobs are. It'd be greatly fucking appreciated. Okay, bye.
If you are satisfied with your greeting, press pound. If you would like to re-record your... Thank you. Let me give you a few final reminders. Anytime you want to cancel your previous entry, just press star. If you ever need help or more explanation,
if one of you guys thinks that you
zero.
Could do it better, go for it.
I will then repeat the prompt
no,
or give you more instructions.
We'll have to check back,
now you're ready
in a couple
to use the system.
Have
you have no
notes.
Messages.
I was actually thinking like gay sex noises, like from actual gay porno.
I'm not doing it.
Well, no, you're not going to make the noises.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to look up the fucking sides here.
Oh. I can deal with that. That's not that bad.
Big Baz machines here.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm probably going to just disconnect and reconnect. The audio sounds kind of poor.
Fuck!
Shit,
okay.
That's much better.
Word.
No, it's weird. Sometimes when I first connect, it sounds kind of muffled, and then if you just hang up and reconnect right away, it sounds much clearer.
All right. I also don't feel like finding audio for all that.
Yeah, it's that's a big pain in the ass. This is not, just not worth it, you know?
No.
You feels?
Craigslist. Who wants to talk to the free towing people? Any takers? Motherfuckers?
Motherfucker.
I just saved that contact to my Skype as fucking dog so we can call back and get the messages later.
Actually, let me call this guy in Glasgow with I guess his name's Mr. Khan, and Nunu said I spoke with him like a month ago and asked him to save the number. I don't know what he did, but find out. It's early there, so we'll wake him up.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your...
Fucker. Try him again.
Yeah, I'm really hungry. I'm going to order some Chinese food.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
What do you want, Baz?
I want some cream of Samyang cunt.
Hey, Mr. Khan.
Hello.
Yeah, Mr. Khan, I need you to wake up immediately, sir. This is Mr. Newman. I'm calling on behalf of the Royal Service.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yes, I'm calling on behalf of the Royal Service, sir. I need you to get out of bed post-haste.
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Khan.
Yes?
Get the fuck out of bed. This is Mr. Newman. I'm calling on behalf of the Royal Service.
What Royal Service?
What Royal Service?
The Royal Service on behalf of Her Majesty's government, sir.
Eh? What do you want?
Well, we needed to get out of bed and drop trowel. I'm afraid we're going to have to be sending a man around to measure your penis.
Ah, you're talking bloody nonsense. You want to get your head screwed off your bloody head case.
Hey, get your little willy out,
sir. This is Dr. Snoswell. I will be taking the measurements. I will be using a ruler. I'll measure you flaccid and then erect.
Yes, you're really funny.
We're going to measure your tiny little chubby cock.
Boil your head.
Boil your head.
He said boil your head.
So he's a fucking, like, dickhead, and I guess that's why I told Nunu to save that, but that was pretty funny. Do you want to call him back?
Can we call back one more time?
Of course. Of course. We can call back twice.
Say I'm from the postal service. I don't know if I can make it. I'll be the postal service. Come on, answer. I don't think he's going to answer.
Hello, you're not.
But yeah, I didn't really know what to say to him since Nunu didn't give me any background, so figured we'll come around, measure cock, send a man round.
All right. Well, do you want to call the number that I put in?
Sure.
If you want some more UK numbers, I didn't call all of mine. Oh, I didn't save them. Damn it. I can get more of those easy.
We can just do wake up calls in the UK too.
I love those.
I just kind of like doing calls. Feel like it, you know.
Yeah, it should be 8 o'clock.
But in UK, it's earlier than that.
Yeah, they're great.
Bullshit. Oh, fuck you. I guess it is. It's like 8 o'clock.
So what town do you want?
In UK.
Yeah, how about Sheffield?
Sure, sure.
What time is it in Australia?
I believe like 6 p.m.
Oh, that's bullshit.
6:42, so it's actually closer to 7. Dwight says, N-wordville. I want you to know I feel that's pretty racist, Dwight.
Yeah, I'm upset. You upset me.
I hate you, Dwight. I fucking hate you. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, shit.
Aw, here's a cute kitty.
Oh, man. Nunu sent us a number, the number to the guy last night who shouted really loud and blew the whistle.
Oh.
He said, maybe ask about TV license. Baz, do you want to take this? That sounds.
I don't know. I feel kind of bad. This guy's going to have a stroke.
Yeah, but can we? Should we even call this? I feel like we're poaching this from Carlito. I don't know.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, would Carlito even care?
Eh, probably not.
So I'm pretty sure it's the same number that we called, like, in August.
Oh, so it's
the guy sounded exactly the same, and his wife said that he's not well.
Well, we could try talking to the wife.
Yeah. Well, she got really upset because she said that he's under a doctor's supervision, and he's not to get riled up.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm assuming it's the same guy. It sounded like him. But
Carlito called
sure.
him like 4 times last night. It was so funny. It yeah. was hilarious.
I know. I was on there.
I was dying. That was too good.
That was pretty fun. I was able to do a prank with Zolar last night where he played my wife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Zolar is too damn funny. I was so glad when he went on. I was like, oh, shit, oh, shit.
Well, we called a doctor, and I told him, yeah, I'm staying at the local hotel, and I woke up, and my left testicle is swollen to 3 times the normal size. Can you take a look at it? And then Solar's like going, yeah, I'm with my husband, and he can't service me with his testicle like that.
Yes, I heard. I actually caught the whole thing last night, luckily.
Yeah. I've always been a big fan of Solar, so it was kind of a... Not to be a fanboy, but it was kind of an honor to be able to do a prank with him.
Yeah, it's damn funny. He's got, like, really good voices. He's hilarious.
Yeah. I just like how vulgar he gets.
Yes.
It's funny.
And he kept telling that dude, like, to get on his flying carpet and shit.
Yeah. That
your
shit
fucking
was
flying
funny.
Carpet.
That shit was funny.
Well, have you heard that call he was talking about where that, chick actually, he was arguing with some chick and she called the police and they showed up and then she put the cop on the phone and then he turned it against her saying he wanted to press charges against her.
No, I heard him talking
about it. I've got an MP3 of that call somewhere.
But I have not heard the call itself now.
It's hilarious.
Nice.
I got one. It's a guitar per se.
Okay. Let's call one of Baz's UK numbers first, though.
Okay.
All right, here you go, Baz, since you don't want to call the dying man.
No, let's make somebody else mad. Maybe get somebody else to blow a rape whistle.
Hello?
Yes, Mrs. Burns.
Do you know I'm still in bed?
Yes, this is David Snoswell. I'm calling for the Burns residence. I don't understand a word she said.
Do you understand I'm still in bed?
Yeah, she's a bitch.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I think we should call her back. She's obviously awake now.
And Dwight's signing off.
She doesn't have to get out of bed to talk to me.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Ma'am, you don't have to get out of bed to talk to me. This is David Snoswell calling.
I'm still in bed.
Well, you don't have to get out of bed. Just stay in bed and talk to me a little while.
Oh, no,
honey, baby, please. Okay. She sounds very old.
Yeah, she does. Let's try one more time.
Maybe I can get her to tell me stories of the old days.
Yes, the Great War.
I don't think she's going to answer.
No, she seems to be done. All right. We'll call Ice Goose's number. Here you go, sir.
David Ingram, carpet and window cleaning. I do appreciate your call.
All right. Let's
just. All
right. I would also like to do a UK wake up call. However, currently I'm dying.
Yeah. So.
Well, can die in the phone. What better way to die than to die talking to somebody you've just woken up in the UK?
It's true. And really, we're all dying, you know, not to get too real on the
You know, I learned something today that water actually can kill you. 100% of water drinkers die.
That's why I drink beer.
I can't do that. Legally, so I don't do it. No, it's bad for me.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571. The person you're calling is not available.
Assholes.
Yeah, Ice Goose, you shouldn't drink because it's morally wrong because you're not of age yet.
Because you'll end up having a gay experience with a buddy.
Buttfucks.
Alright, I'm moving on to the next one.
Well, how long till you're 21, Goose? You're 20, right?
Yeah, I'm 20. I turned 21. That's what we're
saying. You get your friends to buy you shit there, don't you?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's an age-old American tradition.
Yes.
It really is.
I really do think the drinking age should be 18, personally.
Yeah, I mean, if you can fight and die for your country, you should be able to drink.
And, you know, I'm not all, like, hard on for the military and stuff, but I absolutely 100% agree with you. Like, that is completely ridiculous.
Yeah, and you can vote.
Yeah.
Well, you can vote because of that, though.
It's dumb.
can actually vote better if you can drink.
Yeah. I don't vote, personally. Just not a thing I'm really into, you know. Democratic process.
Yeah, I try to.
Fuck that. We need to elect a robot, sentient killer robot, and that'll be our leader. Hello, Mrs. Burns. Please get out of bed immediately. This is Mr. Newman.
Who's Mr. Newman?
Yeah, this is Mr. Newman. I'm calling on behalf of the Royal Service.
On behalf of who?
The Royal Service, ma'am, with Her Majesty's government.
Regarding?
Oh, well, it seems that, you know, this past week you had parked your... You put your wheelie bins a little bit too close to the curb.
I don't think so.
No, you did. So there's going to be a fine. It's about, 200 quid, isn't it? She hung up. Bitch.
I better talk to her.
We're not here to take your call. If you'd like to name and number, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Gloria and David.
It sounded like she picked up.
I'm sorry we're not able to take your call. If you'd like to leave your name and telephone number.
All right. I want to try another one real quick, and then we'll move on to more of you guys. I'm sure Ice Goose wants to take one. Yeah, Mr. Burns?
Who's speaking, please?
Yeah, this is Mr. Newman. I'm calling on behalf of the Royal Service. I'm calling to inquire about your TV license.
What about it?
Have you acquired one?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, sir, it's actually showing here that you have not, and that your TV license is invalid.
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
So you've not paid for that, and it seems that the police may be coming around to your house.
Yep.
To pick you up, sir?
Yep.
Okay, are you listening?
I'm listening.
Are you processing this, or are you just being a wanker?
I'm not same as you. You're just trying to fucking thieve off me.
Hey, listen. You don't need to be a cunt. Asshole. So he had his TV license. Ice Goose, you talk to this guy. It's the same dude.
Is this Mr. Burns?
Yeah, same dude.
From The Simpsons?
Can I play goat noises?
Yes, of course. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Hello, this is Mr. Burns. I'm sorry, but we're unavailable at the moment. Please leave your message. I want to...
Stupid
I've
number.
Got a middle
what,
image.
What stupid number? Nunu, please elaborate on what the fuck you mean. Bloody wanker.
I've got a mental image of Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Yeah. You're welcome for that.
I'd like to talk with Doreen Burns.
Doreen? I got a snack pack here. You guys remember snack packs from high school?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, I got some for the kids.
Eat that shit. I would steal that shit from the kids.
I did.
Here you go, Baz.
They're pissed.
You tell them to shut the fuck up.
Hey, I bought it.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Burns, please. May I speak with Doreen? This is David. This is David Snoswell calling from the Royal Service, sir. This is urgent. think he's going to go get her. She answers, I'm just going to get vulgar.
That's about her.
Sounds like they live in a restroom. I think they might have just put the phone down.
Yeah. Yeah, there's this expensive statue that somebody in Hawaii is selling. And I want to call and tell them that they're fucking liars and it's not worth it. It's not worth that much money.
Try to Jew them down a little bit. Like, hey, I'm a great art collector.
And I just want to be mean to them.
Oh, okay.
Kind of, you know. Kind of be mean. Be a mean person.
It'd be funny.
What? To be mean? To be a dickhead?
XLF. Why?
Okay. None of these people put area codes up in Hawaii.
Well, it's all 808.
Oh. Oh, shit.
Motherfucker.
Well, fuck. Fuck, fuck, piss. Fuck.
If I go to Hawaii, do you guys want to do a live prank where I'll stand in a restaurant and you guys will fuck with them?
Yell at the coconut.
Absolutely.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling about the statue of the dragon. I saw it on Craigslist.
Oh, okay, wait, hold on. Yeah, that's my husband.
Okay, well,
back.
Shut that damn dog up first. Shut him up.
Okay. Dad.
Dog.
Somebody on.
Everybody mute.
Hold
damn.
On.
Damn. I hear typing. God.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Yes, this is Mr. Newman. I'm calling about the statue.
Yep, what statue?
It says Rare Mayan Statue of Dragon.
Oh,
five.
Yeah, that's my statue.
Okay, well, what? How rare is it? Where did you get this statue from?
I had them for 3 years already.
But where did you get it?
At the Goodwill.
At the Goodwill? So how do you know it's worth $5,000?
Everything I get is from Goodwill.
Okay.
Everything I keep adding on is what I buy from the Goodwill.
Okay. So was this appraised or what?
Huh?
Was this appraised? How do you know it's worth $5,000?
I appraise it myself.
Okay.
You know what? I learned through Google.
Yeah?
I asked Google, and then I go to other people's pages.
Yeah?
Nobody get what I like. I know how guys... Listen, I get friends that own... The biggest jewelry stores down here.
Okay, well.
So I wanted to appraise something.
Okay.
I go to them.
Okay. So, do
and
you have
my
any.
Arts that I find, let me tell you how I get all the prices.
Do you have a. Do you. Okay. Do you have,
go
like, proof?
The galleries. I talked to Robin from Boutin Gallery.
Okay.
I
listen,
sure
hey.
I see all
Coconut
the
Head.
People.
Hey. Listen.
If you want to buy my stuff, that's why it's on Craigslist to sell.
I want to buy it, all right? Now listen, are you ready to do business or what?
I don't listen to people.
Oh?
No, because listen to me. I have a beautiful statue. Until you see it, then
hey,
you know.
You know what? That sounds like a bunch of bullshit, you know?
I don't need to listen to you.
Oh, well, is that because you're a stupid motherfucker?
Yeah, but if you keep talking stupid on the phone, you're lucky... You're on the phone.
You people always do this. You people always try to scam people.
I'm at the flea market. I'm at the swap meets every week. You want to see my stuff and talk stupid? You visit me there.
You stupid coconut heads. You always try to scam us white people.
You always say what you want.
Oh.
Because I do not lie to my customers.
Hey, you know what you can do?
Customers.
Hey, you can take that statue.
I have loyal buyers.
Hey, you stick that. Hey.
You won't last 1 minute.
Hey, motherfucker, you stick that statue up your stupid ass. Up your stupid fucking ass.
I will, and I will sell it, and I will be very happy.
He hung up. Guys, that goat noise makes static. Please don't use that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, it just kind of is like shh.
I think okay. It's funny.
I put the goat away.
You can do it on my call, Baz.
No, I put the goat away.
Man, you can do it on Ice Goose's if he doesn't mind it. I just can't stand the static.
Yeah. I don't care.
I just need to work on figuring out how to clean that audio up.
Yeah, I mean, it just flushed like everything out there for a good couple
Sorry
seconds.
About that.
No, it's whatever, man. I mean, it's like you can just you can give me a hand job or something.
Okay.
But yeah, guy is a fucking
behind
retard.
The dumpster.
Look at this. Okay, I'm going to paste this ad. Look at that fucking statue. This guy can go fuck himself.
Okay. And I just put a guitar in that chat. Yeah. That's not fucking worth statue. $5,000.
Yeah, pay $5,000 for a fucking screwed up old ass statue this faggot
Looks
bought
like,
for
like
six
two people
bucks.
Riding on a penis.
Yeah, from Goodwill.
Yeah.
What a dick.
This dude's full of
ugly.
Shit. This dude's full of shit.
Yeah.
Rare Mayan dragon. Yeah, because that somehow ended up in Hawaii, at Goodwill in Hawaii. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Which is why you're selling it on Craigslist.
The dude's daughter probably made it for art class in third grade.
Right. All right, so there's a guitar.
All right.
You post a picture of Charlie's daughter and we'll start talking about me fucking him. I don't like fatties. Sorry, I'm an asshole. This motherfucker better answer.
I'm sorry to make your call. I just need a message to call you back. Thank you.
I want to try calling the coconut head back.
Okay. You should get Baz to talk to him. Hey, coconut head.
Hey, tough guy. Selling the dragon statue? I think it's a fake. I think your kid made it in art class for third grade. Looks like two people riding on a penis to me. So what do you have to say about that? Now he's gone.
I'm getting text messages.
Echo.
Just farted, everybody.
That's pleasant.
I did too.
Yeah.
Mine smells really bad too.
Mine's really bad. I'm not gonna lie.
Somebody left me a voicemail.
That's cool. Can you paste or can you post it in?
I can't hear. I don't even think they said anything. It's really quiet, but it was something like "Do not call back."
Why don't you call back?
It's probably the guy you just called back.
Yeah, we're definitely going to call him back. But no, okay. So somebody from California said the person who put this ad up put the wrong number. Sorry. So I said, "Fuck you, motherfucker!" They said, "Suck my dick." So we're calling them back. All right, and they're in Santa Rosa. Okay, let me look something up here. I want to find a place to meet them before I call them so I can tell them to come here, come front. Need to find like a 24-hour establishment.
I fucking love snack bags, though.
And we can yell at these motherfuckers, or this motherfucker.
Let me find some numbers. Give me a goddamn second.
Oh, man. I'm looking up McDonald's. I'm actually hungry. That's a bad idea. Okay, so I got some of these up.
Yeah, I always feel crappy. I feel like shit after I eat McDonald's.
You pussy-filled puss pimple is what they said to me.
You what?
You pussy-filled puss pimple, they said to me.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Nice. That's great.
That's great, man. Call him back.
I'm going to... Hold up one second. Cunt. We're going to meet up.
But want a fist fight.
And now we call. Okay. Let me start this off real quick, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Challenge him to a fist fight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I have some McDonald's up in the general area.
Thank you. How can I help you?
Yeah, I don't really appreciate you calling and talking shit. Texting me talking shit.
You texted first, so...
No, you know what? We're trying to meet up. Listen, let's do this thing. We're gonna have a fist fight.
You're gonna fist fight me?
Well, yeah, we're gonna have a fist fight. We're gonna fight mutually.
Okay, because this call's being recorded for quality assurance.
I know, I recorded as well.
Okay, that's great.
What is this? What is this place?
This place?
Yeah, what are we calling?
I actually can't release any information without any contact information.
Yeah, is that why you're posting on Craigslist and shit and it's a cell phone?
Okay.
Put a man on the
phone. Is there something I can help you with?
Put
is
a man on the
why
phone.
Calling?
Hey, woman, I don't speak to women about business matters. Put a man on.
There are no men.
There are men. Listen,
no.
Okay,
no men.
So you're trying to tell me that what you do is important.
No, not men, but there are no men for you.
Okay.
I apologize.
So you're saying that there's an important place and you work there, but there's no men. My ass.
There's no men.
There is no important place in the world
there's
that is
no,
run by
there's
women.
There's no men.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Listen,
no men for you.
Well, you're stupid. How about that?
I know you really, really want a man, but I can't provide you with one, sir.
Well,
apologize.
How about you? I bet you have a big fat dick. You sound like it.
Do you want to suck it?
I do.
Oh, fuck yeah.
yeah, you're very official and important, clearly.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know,
women,
for you.
Women don't do this.
Hey, how many fingers can you take in your pussy?
How many fingers can you take in your pussy? That's the question.
I don't
well,
have
do
a
you
want to
meet up and we'll find out?
You sound like you have a pussy.
I do.
You sound like you were born with one.
I do. I was.
That's,
you
cute.
Do?
That's cute, sweet. Yeah, so I want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Don't forget about the crunchy peanut butter. Can I get that
you know
on sourdough bread?
You know what you sound like to me? No, you know what you sound like to me? Like on a serious note? You sound like
no,
a
I don't
want to
be serious.
Sandwich.
Hey, let her talk. Ice Goose, she's the funny part.
Listen here. I'm a man and I've got a penis and two testicles.
You don't sound like a man.
What do we sound like?
You sound
tell
like
us.
A little bitch. That's what you sound like
oh,
to me.
Oh, well, you don't want to meet up.
Why would I want to meet up with a little bitch?
So we can kiss.
Put some fingers in your butt.
Okay, well,
hey,
I'm going to end
hey,
this call. Have a nice night.
I'm going to call
hey,
you back.
Hey.
Hey, honey baby.
I hope you find the man you're looking for.
Sweetie, honey baby.
Hey, honey baby.
Oh, no, I ruined
back.
It. Oh.
Well, that was different. That didn't go quite as expected, but I like it.
What was that place?
It was her, a person, I'm sure. She was just being stupid. And sorry, Goose, I just couldn't hear her talk.
Yeah, yeah, no.
She was saying stuff.
Sir, I'm hey. Here. Have a nice night.
Hey!
Hey.
Sweetie pie, I love you.
I was going to ask her out on a date. Go out for some ice cream.
or I'm a young, attractive male.
And virile.
Sorry, sir, your herpes medication isn't ready for pickup yet. Have hey, a nice night.
Is this a pharmacy? This is not a pharmacy.
This isn't a pharmacy.
Damn. Well, that was fun.
It has to be one of the numbers I looked up. I'm gonna assume it was one of the guitar ones.
Alright, let me text this British person. I guess I can't send to the UK.
Here's an accordion, and we could probably tell them to like stick up their ass or something.
Nice.
If you know, maybe fart into it, fart around it, if it would like fart music.
Right. Maybe you could ask them if they play the accordion and if they could be willing to be the musical entertainment at an orgy that we're throwing. Gangbang. A homosexual gangbang.
Well, okay. Yeah, we can do that. We can call. Is that the number? The
707? Yeah.
Word. Sorry, guys. I've been drinking. I'm coming up with some
I haven't been drinking.
Weird ideas.
I'm not on my A game right now. I'm tired. I don't know why I've been tired.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 70.
Well, damn. Damn.
Fuck. This is such a pain in the dick.
We've been on for a little bit over an hour, so I think I actually want to take a break.
Yeah.
Little music break, 10-15 minutes. Maybe get a snack, kind of hungry.
Yeah, I got you.
Let me find some music to cue up.
I have a beer.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, I can get drunk off of one beer like Michelle.
Yeah, for some reason there's 31 people listening on Shoutcast. That's unusual.
There's like on 40 Shoutcast. On...
Yes, they don't normally use that.
40 on Mixlr.
They don't normally use Shoutcast. I mean, that's like, not anymore, I mean.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not sure how much longer I'll be able to go for either, but we'll see.
I'm thinking maybe another hour.
Max.
At the most.
I'm pretty exhausted and stoned and out of it. And shit.
Here, just let's call some more UK numbers when you get back.
Yes, we can definitely do that. If you guys want to look anything up, too, in the meantime, it'd be helpful.
Yeah. I'll start looking shit up.
Bunch of shit.
Detroit.
All right, I'll be back.
Okay.
Looking for an answer.
Looking for an answer.
I'm looking for an answer.
Looking for an answer.
Looking for an answer.
Possibilities are endless.
Looking for an answer.
Looking for an answer.
STS-9.
Looking for an answer. Looking for an answer.
Yo, dealing with feeling like I need to be free. Hoping to keep afloat, but still I'm broken and beat. Still coping with the defeat, but keep the focus on each and every opportunity that I reach. Peeping the puzzle, but it's never enough. A brother struggling, trying to come up, but then it's doubling. The sun'll come up, and then I'm wondering where time went. The time spent got me hustling, looking for something, but still I'm suffering. Working for rent, trying to discover the best plan. Stressed out, seeking the best route, speaking to get it off of my chest. Doubt it'll ever get better, staying persistent. Thinking of getting ahead, but seeming in the distance, making a difference, depicting life with what I write, looking for something consistent.
I wonder why they never try to tell me. I wonder why they never try to show me. I've been struggling. I've been struggling.
I wonder what happened to them.
This picture I painted, the images are the same, but there's a different sentiment. What I meant to be pain is now comfort. Now come. I feel one with the sunset, not waiting on blue moons. I move on the magic of each moment, soothed by the pattern of these poems, fueled by the fire that keeps glowing inside of me, providing me with light to see what life can be if I can finally weather the storm. Weather the storm. Treasure the art form. The possibilities are endless. Remember to check and make sure you got yours wide. Got yours wide. Yours wide. Into the sky. Into the sky. Flow. Approaching. 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 Take this time. Take this time. Open your mind. I spent my whole life searching, looking for an answer to a question that was certain, to open up the curtain and expose a new version, add meaning to my journey, help achieve a higher learning, a deeper understanding as the earth keeps turning, the days keep changing and the fire keeps burning, my pop's still working even though his back's hurting, my mom's by his side helping to carry the burden, it's kind of disturbing but still we keep searching,
for an answer,
a question in my mind,
a possibility, a new way of living while I'm
looking for an answer,
a blessing in the sky,
a possibility.
A new day beginning and I'm
looking for an answer.
Trusting that in time,
a possibility will soon be delivered. Cause I'm
looking for an answer.
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 I wonder why they never try to tell me. I wonder why they never try to show me. Job 5 days a week. A rocket. be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Listening to records, I just knew what to do. I mainly taught myself. And, you know, I did pretty well, except there were a few mistakes that I made that I have just recently cleared up. I'd like to just continue to be able to express myself as best as I can on the instrument. And I feel like I have a lot of work to do still. You know, I'm a student. And I'm also a teacher of the drums, too.
So we actually stumbled across him, and he was half buried in a sandbar. Luckily, he was lying face down, and his head was kind of buried, so we couldn't see any face or anything.
Yeah.
It was pretty shocking to just stumble across that out in the woods. So we went to the cops and reported it, and they made us take them back because they wouldn't be able to find it if we didn't take them back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was...
Yeah, I guess when I go through the medic courses, they make you go through cadavers again, which is, I think that shit's cool, though.
Yeah, in the military, you said?
Yeah. When I'll go through and do their medic courses, they do that, they do cadavers, and they get donations, and then they do goats.
Okay.
You'll fucking kill a goat and then try to save its life or something.
Nice.
Kind of brutal.
Hey, my brother-in-law.
Are we back? Are we back on the air?
Hey, you're live.
Yes. Yes, people. I found a body. This was like 15 years ago on the river when my buddy and I were fishing. It sucked.
Yeah, I'm eating, guys, so if you want to just paste up numbers and I'll call them and you guys can say
crazy
things.
I literally talked for that entire 15 minutes.
I guess my story went out on the stream because people are talking about it on the chat.
Yeah, I was really hoping not to get that, but that's okay. I had a poop. I make a big poop machine.
All right.
I got one here.
The experience traumatized me, and the way I deal with it now is by making prank phone calls.
Yeah. I think cadavers are cool, though. So. All right. You got one, though. And it's speaker cables.
And I do
Hello.
Have...
Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach.
Thank you for calling Doug Streblow.
Anal bleeding.
Yeah,
it works. I'm going to call it in the next 30 minutes. I got a really, really, really long day tomorrow.
Thank you for calling Doug Streblow. Please leave a message after the beep.
Fuck.
Okay, I've got a bunch of UK numbers here. Just formatting them.
Yeah. You want to do that? Freaks. I got the electric keyboard. Do y'all want to do that one before?
Go for it.
Okay.
I
kind of want to ask him. I want to ask him if he can play at the gay orgy. Kind of a background.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to be my husband in there, that'd be great. This motherfucker.
You have reached the voicemail box of
what? That's fucking crazy. Yeah, I think we should call Nunu's.
Yeah, I think maybe Mr. Snoswell wants to get a cab.
Get a cab?
Yes.
From where?
Or maybe get Nunu requests that you call the Walmart with like LSD tainted meat. And say that you're not really into LSD, but maybe you could get some meat with some other drugs.
Oh, was there... Okay, I need some backstory on that. Was there really a Walmart with LSD-tainted meat?
I don't know. That's what I'm assuming he means, but I'd like to also get the rest of that new.
That's hilarious if that's true.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man, I gotta... Hold on, let me just Google News, search that real quick. That is the wackiest thing I think I've heard in a long time.
That is pretty funny. I'm going to have a big wank before I go to bed.
Oh, yeah, family. Here we go. NBC News.
Take me to this. This is beautiful.
Holy crap, the headline is Family Eats LSD Tainted Meat Goes Home with a new Brother.
What?
What?
I haven't read it yet. That's just the headline. There's the link right there.
Man, that's fucking weird.
It's on NBCNews.com.
It's incredible, too.
Yeah. So it says they're trying to figure out how LSD got into a Walmart steak that sent a 9-month pregnant woman and her boyfriend and her two daughters to the hospital.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, it explains it.
Okay. So, where's this Walmart? And they probably won't be open, though. So it's 12:30 on the West Coast. Tampa. No, they're going to be definitely closed.
Tampa, Florida. Most Walmarts are 24 hours, man.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. A Tampa Walmart. It doesn't say which one, but I guess I'm sure it's big news with all over Tampa. So if we just call any Walmart in Tampa,
well, no, he gave the
number. I'm sure they would have heard about it. Let me find you one.
No, Nunu gave the number.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
great. Okay, let's call it. Here, let's do it.
It's all you.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
reading what Nudu said in the chat room. He's pissed. He goes, "Everything I post is credible, you cunt."
Yes.
Nudu, you wanker.
Okay.
Big wanker.
I love Nudu.
Yeah, we love Nudu. Still funny as hell.
Yes.
I would have relations with Nunu if I ever met him in the UK, and I don't think it would be gay.
No.
Since I'm an American,
and he would like it a lot.
Yeah.
So, what would you guys like to call next?
Oh well, I've got a whole bunch of crab trees in Sheffield.
Okay, and he also has he also sent the cab company that won't pick up Muslim. I mean, that refused a blind person service because they don't like dogs. They're Muslim.
Oh, that's old. That's a long time ago, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I'm finding restaurants in the UK or in Australia.
Word.
Well, you want to call the cab company? Maybe they'll accept a service pig.
Nice.
Thank you for calling Max Cabs.
Taxis?
Yes, I need a taxi, please.
What are you?
Let's see, I'm on Marlborough and Smithfield.
Where's that?
It's about a kilometer from your cab stand. I don't know, we call them cab stands in the States.
Which town are you in, sir?
Hold on one sec. I'm heavily intoxicated. Let me just double check. Hey, what town are we in? Sorry, I just arrived in the UK and okay, we're in Accrington.
Right. Have you got a number on Marlborough that you're at?
Yeah, 23 Marlborough. 23
Marlborough Road.
Yes. And I just have a question, though. I'm going to go to the Goat's Head pub.
No.
No?
Not such place.
Well, can you recommend a pub? I just need to go to a pub, and I need some more alcohol.
At this time of the day, sir, I'm afraid I don't have anything for you, sorry.
I got kicked out. But I have a question for you, though.
I have an answer for you. Goodbye, sir. I'm terribly busy.
No, don't hang up.
Have a nice day now. Goodbye. Have a nice day.
Hey,
goodbye, sir.
I'm going to call back.
Have a nice day, sir. Hey, thanks for the language. Twat. That's amazing. All calls are recorded, and your telephone number is recorded.
You big nonce.
Thank you.
Hey, nonce.
Thank you. Goodbye, sir.
You scoundrel.
You pillock.
Thank you. Bye.
Prick.
Have a nice day.
Cunt.
Suggit.
Twat.
Go work in McDonald's. Goodbye, sir.
Twat.
Oh, I do. How'd you know?
What a coincidence.
Call him back.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
Yeah, at least there's a Marlborough Road there. I just guessed on
Thank
that.
Thank you for calling Max Cabs.
Taxis.
Hey, motherfucker, why'd you hang up on us?
Oh, he's not going to play.
Let me talk to him.
He's really busy.
Thank you for calling Max Cabs.
Someone tried to call me from Palo Alto, California.
Hey, don't hang up, please.
Mate, I need a taxi. Mate.
Sir, this is legitimate.
Mate, I need a bloody taxi.
You trollop.
You cunt.
Fucking Burke.
Okay. Call him back. International. We can harass.
I don't know, Nunu. I think he was trying to do an American voice.
Yeah, I think he was too. And you got to hear my bad UK accent.
All right. Here's a bunch of crab trees. I always found the name crab tree to be somewhat humorous for some reason.
Yeah, this person called me, and on Google Voice, they called my number, and I don't know who it is, but they're from Palo Alto, California. I'd like to call them.
What do they want?
They didn't say anything. Or leave a message or text. There was nothing. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who the hell is this? You called me.
You called my... I had a missed call from this number on my cell phone.
Oh, were you selling something on Craigslist? What's the deal?
No, I'm not. I think a friend put up a phony ad on Craigslist for me.
Oh, you motherfucker. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
You motherfucker. Motherfucker, you know?
Yeah, and my friend has done this before.
Shit.
Well,
that's a big bunch
of... You probably put it up there because you're trying to get a hooker.
Are you a big mother... You're a fucking... Fuck you, buddy. Motherfucker.
How dare you lead me on about getting a hooker and having an orgy?
Fuck you, motherfucker.
No, we were gonna three-way or three input.
I have no idea.
Hey!
You're supposed to be a stripper.
Hey, fuck you, motherfucker.
You know what? I think you need to serve us up your ass because of that. We'll lube up and take turns.
No. Hey, son of a bitch, listen. Are you paying attention?
No idea what you guys are talking
about. I'm saying that you're a dumb motherfucker. What do you think about that?
Well.
Hey, put that bitch on the phone. Or tell her to shut the fuck up.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I hear a bitch in the background. You shut that bitch up.
I think that's the whore.
Hey, hang up the phone, tough guy. You're getting boring. Hang it up, pussy.
Hello?
Me.
Yes.
Hello. Okay, cunt.
Hang up the phone, bitch. I command you to hang up the phone.
Hey, you wanna fight? You wanna meet at a McDonald's and fight?
We order you to hang up the phone immediately. We're in control of you. We're your boss. We're in charge.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Well, you have to obey us because you're a little bitch and we're the alpha males, so hang up the phone.
Oof.
Yep.
Oof.
I'm gonna pet you like my little chicken.
And I'm gonna slap you on the mouth.
With my penis. And I'm going to fart.
He's dumbfounded.
No Craigslist caller has ever put him on the spot like this.
All right, guys, let's move on to the next call. We'll leave him on the line.
Yeah. Sir, would you like to speak with a Crabtree in Sheffield?
Sunny old rainy piss-cold England. The land of new news people.
Hey, Mr. American, I got a question for you. Did you have any siblings that actually lived? Because progeny of inbreeding usually don't.
Hello, Mrs. Crabtree.
Yes,
Cunt.
Mrs. Crabtree.
No, forget it.
Hey.
No, don't hang up. Don't hang up.
We're sorry.
I was going to ask her how to deal with this inbred American.
Sorry, we need to coordinate.
Talking. Yeah. That was funny for me, though.
It was. It is funny, but
we need to call him.
Yes, it's funny, but it's like funny in a different way.
Yeah.
you know.
It's funny in a way that... Ah, fuck. I don't go to bed.
No, not yet.
Alright, I'll give you guys 15 minutes. I do have to take a poop, though.
Hello.
Oh. Hey, asshole on the line, are you still there?
Are you crying, Mr. Palo Alto?
Asshole. Yeah. Okay. So, do you still want to talk to Crabtrees, Mr. Baz?
Sure, yeah. I want to ask them how to deal with this inbred American we have on the line. So I'm frustrated.
I don't know what to do about him either, but we're calling Paul.
I mean, he won't say anything, he won't hang up.
You guys know this is the year that I started being around that house.
Trust the phone.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Crabtree residents.
Yep.
Yes, this is David Snoswell. I've got a bit of a quandary here. I've got an inbred American on the other line here, and he won't say anything. And you won't say anything either, will you? You just hang up. Bitch. I'm getting that UK echo.
Cunt.
And don't say dumb things like that, Mr. Goose.
Why?
You know, because there's a guy on the line. You never know. He could still be listening.
Fuck. Oh, you're right. I totally forgot about that.
I know. God. Anyway, there was that person, that lady who texted me back. She said she's married. Fuck off. And I said he can watch. It's cool. Put him on the phone. But she didn't reply.
I thought this line was very professional.
It was. And we're going to call her back one more time, even though we probably shouldn't.
Perfect.
She's a bitch.
Hey, Dickweed, we're going to call an angry woman.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
They are done for the night. She's like, fuck that. It's unfortunate. Oh, no, it's not that big of a deal, man. God. I'm just saying.
Bad. Anyways, call... I don't fucking know.
Okay.
I'm so tired right now.
All
right,
we're going to call C. Crabtree. Which one of you wants
Crabtree? Okay. Got it.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable. Please leave a message
I got one here.
Word.
It's an unlocked phone. So it's probably stolen.
You think?
Probably. Cool.
Hey, you spoke. It's alive. It's alive.
It's a radio.
Hello.
I'm calling about the T-Mobile phone. Okay. Is it still $500?
Yeah.
Okay, can you know what kind of conditions is it in? Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Okay.
Tell me more about it, damn it.
Can I hear you?
Yeah, okay. Are there any pictures on it?
Picture?
Yeah, have you taken any pictures on the Galaxy Note?
Yeah, I have pictures.
Okay, are there pictures of a vagina? Are there any vagina pictures on there? Maybe some cellulite pictures? Did you take any of your cellulite?
Yeah, I have.
You did? What about, do you take any of you doing squats, maybe? I get real hard when I think about squats and cellulite. I have a real weird sexual interest.
No.
Do you have a boner right now?
Like yeah, I have.
You have a big boner. Okay.
Touch me.
Are you gonna, do you have any goats around, maybe?
Touch me.
No.
No? Okay. You know, maybe you could still sell me the phone.
Suck it.
Maybe, suck it. You know, maybe like, I'll pay you $250 and I give you a big blowjob.
Oh, suck it. Suck it hard. Suck it
hard. Yeah. How does that sound? Or my friend Baz, maybe he can suck you off.
Ooh, yeah. I can do it good. I'll do it real soft.
Are you actually winking? You kind of sound like you're having a wink right now.
Are you a big baddie gay boy? Okay, so I guess we're going to jail then. So that's fun.
I think that was a police dispatcher on the other guy's line.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. I'll have to listen later, but that's pretty funny if it is.
I thought it was a police scanner or some shit.
Could be.
Yeah, he probably just turned a scanner on or something.
Who knows? It's funny when the cops get on the phone, though. Like the time Officer Cody picked up and told me that it's illegal to call somebody a motherfucker.
And Carlito got called by a cop yesterday.
Yes, he did.
An actual cop?
It sounded like it. It was a voicemail that he got after a very irate woman we talked to for about 20 minutes, I think, called the cops. Or no, it was actually, we talked to her for a bit, and then she put her husband on, and that redneck guy.
I tuned out, man. I was doing some other shit.
The funny thing was, this Carlito called this other guy and was insulting him, and so there were two rednecks on the phone, and they were arguing with each other. That was hilarious.
All right, here's some asshole with an amp. An amp and like a JVC deck. I want to talk to this guy. He's Hawaiian. Selling car stereo shit.
Shit. Shit machines.
He's probably a big stupid.
Yeah. Big old stupid.
And he wants to trade.
Maybe trade some sexual favors from your husband, Baz?
Maybe.
Hello?
Hey, what up, yo? Yo, dog, what's going on?
What
the fuck is this? Yo, don't get snippy with me. I'm calling about the amp and the deck. You got it on Craigslist?
Yeah.
Yo, what up? So, what's the deal? You're trying to trade?
Yeah, what you got?
Well, I got lots of shit. What are you looking for? What kind of shit you into?
All kinds of shit.
All right, well, you into, like, Pokemon cards?
No, I'm not into that.
Okay, well, you into, fucking, you like kissing men? You like kissing boys? You know? Young men?
Huh?
You like kissing boys?
What is that?
Well, you know. You like a boy? I got a boy named John. He'll come over there. He'll give you a kiss. Kiss right on the lips. Young up. We'll call him back.
Ask if he's into cock.
Do you like a big fat dick?
Yeah, you like to play with those dicks?
You have reached the voice mailbox of
motherfucker. This guy will trade computer skills, but there's no phone number. That sucks. He's looking to trade for organic veggies.
Man, what the fuck?
He has to come get all the porn off of our computer, and we'll give him these dirty fucking potatoes we dug out of the ground.
He's got too many
too many penises on the computer.
Yeah, but there's no phone number. It sucks. It probably doesn't have a phone.
Well, fuck. Shit, fuck.
Somebody will give music lessons in exchange for yard and or handiwork. But, oh wait, no, there is a phone.
Handiwork? Does that mean like a hand job?
I don't know. But you could also ask if it's like, if you could get extra lessons or better coaching if you do the yard work naked. Just mow their lawn in the nude.
Then give them a handy.
Yes. All right. This sounds like either a Baz or an Ice Goose call.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, go for it.
Is that okay with you as well, Ice Goose?
Yeah, yeah. Go for it. I wouldn't game down.
Okay.
What's the call again?
No,
creating music lessons for naked yard work and hand jobs.
Tired goose.
Yeah, it's been a bad week, man.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. I'm calling about your Craigslist ad. You want to trade music lessons for yard work?
Yes, yes, that is true, my friend, and I would love.
Oh, excellent!
I'd love to chat with you, but it's 11 o'clock at night.
Oh well, I've got a fantastic offer for you. I'm willing to do the yard work naked, and maybe you can give me some extra tutelage. I'm wanting to learn how to play the skin flute. Do you teach the flute? Okay.
They hung up. Or did they?
Hello, please. I'm desperate to learn how to play this flute.
We'll call them back.
Hi, this is Stanny Gilbert and Stanny Crystals. Please leave a message. Thank you.
I couldn't tell if that person I talked to was a man or a woman.
Nice.
I think it was a woman.
But, I mean, is it considered bad etiquette to call at 11 p.m. for a Craigslist ad?
No.
Generally speaking, I would guess. But it's not my problem, you know?
Yeah.
That's their problem.
They should specify.
Yeah, they should
specify.
Deal with it. Fuckers.
Like, no calls after 9 p.m., please.
Yes. Okay, so, guys, got a couple minutes left. Anything you'd like to call?
Let's see here.
Nothing particular, man. Hey, Craigslist has been
Nunu today. Is foaming at the mouth to call Mr. Cope. The whistleblower.
I think we should do one more Cope call and should try to get him to blow the whistle again.
Okay, and Nunu also wants us to call. Oh, sorry.
No, he said he's probably calmed down from last night.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
One would hope.
So the blood pressure is normalized.
Nunu also wants us to call this Canadian taxi company that refused a blind guy 3 times. So I'll do that one real quick, and you can post Mr. Cope, and then we'll call him, and we'll call it a night.
Oh, I don't have Mr. Cope. I thought you did.
Okay. I got it. Never mind. You're good. Yeah. My bad.
Thank you for calling Comfort Cab. All our call takers are presently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered in the order it was received.
Hurry up,
damn it.
Thank
you for calling Comfort Cab, and have a nice day.
You fucking machine.
Comfort Cab.
I think I'm going to go with the same premise. Or I have a poopy pig that I'm ring with. very mystical music.
It is. It's kind of soothing.
It is. To stop you from getting all pissed off about waiting and being on stupid fucking hold.
Yeah, Mr. Cope's wife should get the soundtrack and play it to him after the call.
Hey, yes, I need a cab. Hey.
I know you need a cab. I don't know where you are.
Oh, my God. Well, calm down. Here, listen. Here's the problem, though. I have a service animal, and I want to make sure that it's not going to be a problem.
No, it shouldn't be.
Okay, well, it's a pig. It's a poopy pig. And I understand that you guys, like, I'm Muslim. I mean, I'm not a Muslim, but I understand you guys have problems with pigs and dogs because you're Muslim.
If it's a proper service animal with the correct papers and harnesses, there shouldn't be a problem.
But I'm seeing here that you guys refused blind people service.
Sir, as far as I know, if it is a proper service animal with the correct harness and paperwork, there should not be a problem.
Well, it has harnesses, but the harness is around its dick.
I saw that coming.
Yeah, they quit pretty fast on that, didn't they?
Yes, they did. I think they probably been caught quite a bit about this.
Holy shit.
What's up?
The poopy pig.
What a cunt.
Yes, poopy pig. All right. Okay. Mr. Cope, gentlemen, this is all you guys.
This is all you.
No, you do it, Goose. I feel bad for this guy. Okay.
I'll. Hello, Mrs. Cope?
Yes?
Hello, Mrs. Cope. This is John Holloman. I was hoping to speak with Mr. Cope.
You want to speak to Mr. Cope?
Yes, Mr. Cope, please. I'm a medical doctor.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Cope.
Yep.
And do you have a rape whistle with you?
Do I have what?
Mr. Cope, we're calling to inquire about your TV license.
And what is wrong with my TV license?
Well, it says here that you're an asshole and that it's been revoked.
Yes, and I need you to get your rape whistle out, and I need you to blow it.
Well, if you call him back, he's going to get pissed off.
I fucked that one up.
So let's try one more time.
I failed you. I really amused myself, though.
You'll achieve ignition with this call.
If he doesn't, we're going to call it the night.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called.
Sorry.
This wife's probably just holding him back.
It's true. One more time.
One more time.
Fine.
He's going to break free.
Yeah, he's going to break free. Did you get your rape whistle out?
He's probably frantically searching for it right now.
That's why I'm not interested.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable.
Well then.
It's very depressing.
His wife probably told him that she's going to cut his nuts off if he explodes like that again on the phone.
Yeah, really. It was pretty bad.
I see. Last night I cut the ass end of that. All I heard was somebody blowing a fucking whistle into the... Damn.
Yeah, you gotta wait for the... Because, like, the third time he just answered the phone, he just screamed, "Fuck off!"
I heard him blow the whistle in twice. And I was like, oh, shit.
That was after the... That was, like, the fifth, sixth, and seventh calls right there. Carlito called him, like, about eight times. Like,
oh,
right in a row.
That's bloody hilarious.
Yes.
Okay.
So, guys,
That was fun, gentlemen. Thank you for letting me participate in science.
Thank you for being on with us. It was fun. We had absolutely.
Sloth, thanks for doing that.
Oh, and thanks for being on with me today, Sloth. That was cool.
Yes, that was fun. So everybody, thank everybody for everything. Everybody is thanked. Thank you, people, for tuning in and thanking us to thank you. Thank
everybody masturbate.
Everybody masturbate.
I'm going to have a wink.
Yes.
My teeth and have a wink.
Yes, I'm going to play a music machine, sort of, and then I'm going to go off the air.
All right. Thank you, Sloth. Yes. Thanks for doing this with me.
Yes. Thanks, everybody, and good night. We love you all.
Adios.
Good night, you motherfuckers.
Bye.
Happier, more productive, comfortable, not drinking too much, regular exercise at the gym, 3 days a week, getting on better with your associate employee contemporaries, at ease, eating well, no more microwave dinners and saturated fats, a patient better driver, a safer car, baby smiling in backseat, sleeping well, no bad dreams, no paranoia, careful to all animals, never washing spiders down a plug hole. Keep in contact with old friends, enjoy a drink now and then. We'll frequently check credit at Moral Bank, Hole in Wall, Favors for Favors, Fond but not in Love, Charity Standing Orders, on Sundays Reading Road Supermarket, No Killing Moths or Putting Boiling Water on the Ants, Car Wash, also on Sundays. No longer afraid of the dark, or midday shadows, nothing so ridiculously teenage and desperate, nothing so childish. At a better pace, slower and more calculated. No chance of escape. Now self-employed, concerned, but powerless. An empowered and informed member of society. Pragmatism, not idealism. Will not cry in public. Less chance of illness. Tires that grip in the wet. Shot of baby strapped in backseat. A good memory. Still cries at a good film. Still kisses with saliva. No longer empty and frantic. Like a cat. Tied to a stick. That's driven into. Frozen winter shit. The ability to laugh at weakness. Calm. Fitter. Healthier. And more productive. A pig. In a cage. On antibiotics.